Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Mishnayos Tainus. We're going to start Perek Beis. Seder Ta'aniyos Ketzat. What is the procedure on the final seven fasts? Says Mishnah, it was thought earlier in chapter 1, Mishnah 6, that if rain did not fall after two series of fasts, the court decrees a final series of seven fasts. The next few Mishnayos outline the special prayer service of these seven fasts. Mishnah says, Seder Ta'aniyos Ketzad. What is the procedure on the final seven fasts? Matzian es ateva l'rchoiva shel ir. We bring the ark from the synagogue out to the town square. V'noisnin efer mikle al gaba hateva iverosh hanosi iverosh av beizdin. We place ashes on the ark, on the head of the Nasi, which is the president of the Sanhedrin, and on the head of the Av Bezdin, which is the father of the court, the Nasi's deputy. V'chol echad v'echad noisein b'roishoy. Everyone else then places ashes on his own head. Hazokein shebehen oimer lefneyan divrei kibushin. The oldest sage among them says to them words that overcome the heart and steer it to repent. Acheni loy ne'emar. Ba'anshei Ninve vayar elakim esakam ve'estanisa. Our brothers, it is not stated about the people of Ninveh, who were saved from destruction by fasting and repenting, that God saw their sackcloth and their fasting. Rather, it is stated, Elo vayar elakim esmasein kishavim medarkam hara. God saw their deeds, then they repented from their evil ways. Although the people of Nineveh fasted and wore sackcloth, it was repenting and correcting their evil ways that saved them. Ivaba Kabbalah hi Oimer. Similarly, it is stated in the prophets, V'kiru levavchem ve'al bigdechem. Tear your hearts and not your clothes. Tearing one's heart, which refers to sincere repentance, is more important than outward signs of repentance, such as tearing one's clothes. These words are just the introduction. The elder continues to inspire the people to the best of his ability until they are stirred to repent. That's according to Rambam Hilchos Taanios. Atkan Mishnah Aleph.